This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
More NFL news, a Bruin, and this is a Boomstradamus. This is a what did I tell you day. The Raiders and Matthew Stafford inching closer to getting a deal done, and I don't know if the Giants are going to be able to do anything about it, as it was reported yesterday that the Raiders and Matthew Stafford had agreed on the framework of a deal, what the contract would look like. Now they got to figure out something with the Rams. If the Rams want to match, then he'll go back there to L.A. If they don't, they got to figure out a trade. And here's Joe Shane and the New York Giants going, okay, what's next? Do we trade up now to number one to assure that we get the quarterback we want? Is there someone else out there? But it seems like from yesterday, a quick change. Giants wanted Stafford. Vegas wanted him more. He wanted Vegas more. And this dream of him coming to the Giants is dead. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Jay. I'm doing well. I was watching the combine yesterday and watching a couple of guys, the big guys, running yesterday.
Yeah.
Nothing better than big guys running.
Big guys moving.
Right. And there are a couple of guys that are going to be in the top of this draft that showed something yesterday. I think his name was James Pierce, the edge rusher from Tennessee. Was a blistering like 4.75.
Is that the guy who ran with the hood on? It was a guy who ran with a hood on and still was... Yeah, it's him right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he actually had a hoodie on.
He's not that... He's not big. He's tall and he's thin and he's lanky. But he was blistering yesterday. He was the fastest big guy. And you could see that, you know, he... 4.47.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Mm. That's insane. So I would think that he's going to climb the draft board. I believe he's projected at least in the top 10 right now. But watching him and a couple of the other guys yesterday, you could see the athletes. This is why... The NFL has a problem, and their problem is offensive tackles. Offensive tackles are not the athletes that these kids coming out at the edge position are. They just aren't, and it's creating a it really is creating a problem in the NFL. And the NFL will have to figure something out, or offensive linemen are going to have to figure something out. But when you have 4.47 edge rushers like this running around the corner, it's almost impossible for 6'5", 330 pounders, even though they have great feet and they have great technique, to stop these guys, you know, on a daily basis or a consistent basis anyway during the game. But as far as the Matthew Stafford stuff is, now, I think that both Matthew Stafford and Tom Brady have multi-million-dollar homes in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it's one of the ski resorts out there, whether it's Big Sky, it's something like Silo Ridge.
You know, yeah, like, very, very nice place.
Right.
People will have houses there, properties that they go in the winter to enjoy themselves.
Right. In the summertime, a lot of hockey players go there. Okay. I do believe that they do have houses there. And I would not be surprised if they met there. And I would not be surprised that Tom Brady has tried to talk to Matthew Stafford to come play for Pete Carroll and his buddy, who is now the GM, which was interesting because I did see Pro Football Talk interviewing both Pete Carroll and the GM for
Spytek,
who came from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's right.
And he was the guy that was kind of instrumental in getting Tom Brady there.
Yep.
So there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, trying to piece all this together is unbelievable. But when you think about what Tom Brady is doing, the conflict of interest, honestly, is so obvious to everybody that he is here, the lead announcer for Fox, yet according to SpyTech and according to Pete Carroll, Tom Brady is involved in decision making, and I guess he's texting these guys a lot. And yeah, he doesn't want to leave football. Now he has the best of both worlds. He gets to call games for teams that his team is going to be playing against, and he's also able to help his own team build. So I really wonder where this all ends and how Tom Brady is able to do both of these jobs if he's going to be this involved with the Raiders. Because let's just think for a minute. If you are the Rams,
yeah,
and you know you really do want Matthew Stafford, you're just trying to judge what you think another team is able to pay him and whether or not you're going to pay him that amount of money. Because even though the Raiders and Stafford have agreed in principle to some sort of contract, that doesn't mean that Raiders and the Rams have agreed to some sort of compensation when it comes to trading for him. So that's where we are right now. But, I mean, if Tom Brady came to me, I'd be like, I would love to go, because I would think because of his presence, the quarterback is always going to get the support that he needs, which I do believe undercuts the other 31 team.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Yeah, I agree. I was shocked to hear that he was going to continue with his deal with Fox, and they made a point of saying it on a broadcast with Kevin Burkhardt. At this point, unless somebody really, really complains, like a high-level owner really, really complains to Roger Goodell and has some support there, this is going to continue. But he's more than just a little bit involved. He's not there, you know, talking about the business aspect or hanging around Mark Davis like once every 6 months. If you go back and you watch the Pete Carroll press conference when he was hired, he mentioned Tom Brady's name about 50 times and how he wanted to be there. And he talked to Tom, and Tom did this and Tom did that. Said his name more than Mark Davis. He said his name more than anybody.
That's exactly, by the way, just so you know, this is what the Pro Football Talk interview was like when Florio and Sims had him.
Yeah.
It was the same. It was the same thing. It was Brady this, Brady that. He loves ball. He's involved. I talked to him. I mean, it's...
And now fast forward to this with Stafford, where he's in Montana with them recruiting him, and the next thing you know, they've got a framework of a contract. I mean, he sounds like the owner, the general manager, the coach. That's what he sounds like right now. And he's getting things done, which you know Tom will, but you're right. The broadcasting thing is odd. I just, I just don't know how it continues to go on, but apparently it is. It's going to keep going.
Yeah, and I don't know if other owners will start complaining or not. It all depends on how the Rams feel about this. If now, if Brady has convinced Stafford that, look, man, you got to get out of there. You got to come to, you know, Vegas. You got to be with Coach Carroll. This is great. We got great facilities here. We're going to pay you, you know, whatever it is, $45 million for the next 3 years. We're going to guarantee you $100 million, whatever that number may be. Now it's up to Matthew Stafford to go back to the Rams and go, I'm out. I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, maybe Kelly Stafford, his wife, will say the same thing. We don't want to be here. You know, because she's been very, very critical of the Rams and some of the decisions that they've made personnel-wise, which is, you know, to me, overstepping your bounds, which is, you know, something that I guess in this day and age is expected. But I just, I kind of feel like it's all going Vegas's way, and it's going to happen eventually, and it's going to happen relatively soon, just simply because Matthew Stafford has a $4 million roster bonus due in early March.
Yeah, and the Rams did give him the opportunity to go out and explore and talk to teams. So it's not as if Tom Brady was doing this and tampering and he wasn't allowed to do it. The Rams did give permission, but now it's what do the Giants do? It was clear that the Giants were in on Matthew Stafford. It was their number one priority. Doesn't seem like, unless this whole thing falls apart with Vegas, which I'd be surprised if it did at this point, they're going to have to go in another direction. And some of the chatter yesterday was that they're going to have to trade up to number one to ensure that they get the guy that they want.
And then there'll be a new coach next year.
Right, exactly.
I hate to be so negative about it,
but that's what it feels like is going
to
happen.
I feel bad for Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to win. They want to win. John Mara wants to win. And they feel like they had, maybe they still do. I doubt they do. It's probably got to be very, very unlikely that it's going to happen, that they would be able to trade for Matthew Stafford at this point. I think that ship has sailed simply because of Tom Brady and his presence, and because it's indoors, it's Vegas. It's kind of got a vibe to it that I think any of these quarterbacks would love to go and play in. And he is the most sought after. And there's a reason he's the most sought after, is because he can freaking flat out play.
Yeah.
And that is something that, you know, I would just, if I'm Matthew Stafford and Tom Brady and I are hanging out, drinking a couple glasses of wine or whatever, or eating, you know, I don't know, grilled chicken and broccoli and drinking water, I would think that it'd be pretty cool to think that, you know, the GOAT wants me to come play for his team.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.